the Dorm Perches Mishnah Hey. Ad Hakshomim, Ad Sheyu Hakshomim. He makes a nether where he says Ad Hakshomim, or he says Ad Sheyu Hakshomim. What does that mean? Which Geshem? The first drop that comes down for the season? So Mishnah says Geshem means Ad Sheterid Revio Shnio. The second rain that comes in, Revio is the second spurt, the second geese that comes down. That's when it's considered already the rainy season. It means till the rainy season. Sometimes the rain doesn't come, but it's the rainy season. That's what it means. Another machlokes, Achi posku akshomim. It means until the rain stops. Achi etz in Nisan Kula. How do you know when the rain stops? The rain stopped for a week, right? It could only always rain next week. So Achi etz in Nisan Kula l'chayra. That means because when Nisan is Yotze Kula, you could assume that there's no more rain in Eretz Yisrael. Divrei Meir Yehuda Oimer Achi Yavra Pesach doesn't have to be after the whole Nisan. It means after the whole Pesach. Now l'chayra, the first machlokes of do we mean till the rain stops or till the rainy season stops? L'chayr wouldn't be in a ger because you never know if the rain stops. Like we said, it could always rain a week later. So by definition over here, we're talking about a season. And in that, there's a machlokes. This machlokes is not a new machlokes. The Gemara brings that the machlokes over here is l'shitasem. It's b'fush over here in the Yerushalmi. Remei holds that you save the same talumotah until the end of Chodesh Nisan. Yehuda says you save the same talumotah only till Pesach. So Miller, by definition, that's what they're arguing over here. When's the end of the rainy season? Koinim yayin she'eni toyim hashono. What's hashono? He makes a neder, or it could be yayin, could be anything else. Vinis abra hashono. Nu, osur bo ubi ibura, that's all part of the year. The assumption is that the year includes, if there's 13 months this year, so then there's 13 months. You have, let's say, when a person is an ovul rachman al tzlan. So over there, we say that the Zmanu Avelus is 12 months, because it has nothing to do with a year. It has to do with 12 months. 12 months is at Shnishka Chalev Minameis, that's the Tkufas Avelus. But over here, the word he said is Hashana. What's Hashana? 13 months. You have also Machlekes in the end of Bava Metzia, in the ninth parak in Bava Metzia. If somebody rents a house to somebody for a year, Zichr, the Chodesh HaIbur is included. The problem is, what happens if he says conflicting lashonis of the rent is $100 a month, $1,200 for the year? Does he mean $1,200 and that's the ikur, even if there's a 13th month? Or since he said $100 a month, so he means to be makpedev if there's a 13th month, he's charged $100. That, the Gemara says, is a suffix. So you see over here that this nidan is a nidan, but papashtus, the words of shona in Hilchus Nedar means including it and the Chodesh HaIbur. Let's say he says Adresh Ador. Adresh Ador Rishon. L'chayr, it's Ador. If he said Ad Soif Ador, l'chayr, it's Ad Soif Ador Rishon. And this needs a little bit of hesber. Mishnah l'chayr seems to be saying not that Mipnei Asofik, the beginning, he means Ador Rishon, the end, it means the end of Chodesh Ador Shen. There is such a gesa, by the way, in the Rosh, Tais Yonta brings, that's Goyris in the Mishnah, Atsoif Ador Sheni. But the gist of the way we have it in front of us is Atsoif Ador, Atsoif Ador Rishon. You have to say that the Stom of the Lishna of Bnei Odom, when they say Ador, means Ador Rishon, which is a Chiddush. It's hard to understand why that should be the case. Normally, you would ask most of us, we would say the Stom of the Ador is Ador Sheni. That's when the Yom Tov Purim is. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Koinim Yayin Sheni Toim Ad Shehei Pesach. What does it mean? Actually, hey Pesach. It means until the Seder night, and then by the Seder you could drink wine. Here's a problem with wine. So he has two etzes. Either you can become a nazir, or you can ask it with a neder wine until the time when you need to drink wine. Now we're assuming that the same thing would be true, even though it's not before in the Mishnah. If it would be in the middle of Shvat, so he would mean until Purim. But over here, the Mishnah doesn't say that. So the stomach's man, when a person's mechuyiv to drink wine, is l'maisis leil Pesach. So that's what he meant. Mishnah Vav. Oma koinem bosu sheni toim ad shehei atzoim. He asks up eating meat. Ad shehei atzoim. Hatzoim l'chayru means Yom Kippur. The tzoim, the big tzoim. Ene osu. Elo ad leil hatzoim. So l'chayr, what it means is, when the Mepharshim say ad leil yatzam, doesn't mean the night before Yom Kippur. Leil tes tishrei. It means the sudah hamafsekis before the tainis. Ad leil yatzam, it's samach v'nira to before Yom Kippur actually comes. Shalom niskavin zeh elo ad shosha derech ne'adam lechabosa. When's that? There's a mitzvah to be marba b'suda on Erev Yom Kippur. Till that suda. Same idea. Rabbi Yosi bin Yoyimir, koinim hashum sheni toim ad sheyeh Shabbos, eni osel ad leile Shabbos, because it's a takona. Takona says that the one should eat shum leile Shabbos. So what he means is, ad shosh, adech bnei odom lechol shum, until that time. Same idea. Mishnah Zayin, hoim alach averoi, koinim shani nena lochi asus op hano, Reuven asus op Shimon to be nena from him, and he wants Shimon to take a matana. Shimon's Masarif. So in matana Zichir, he doesn't want to take a matana. So he says to Shimon, I'm asking you up totally bahano, im einato bo v'noit levonecho, if you don't take from me. You know why the Mishnah says levonecho? That's the stomach he's taking for his family, for his children. I want to give you a matana, v'kur echot shol chitnu shteichol v'shol yayim. Shimon doesn't want to take it. If you're not going to take from me, I'm asking you up bahano. Says the Mishnah, harezi yochel lehofres nidur shaloy al pichokom. This word hofer doesn't mean haforu, the process that a father or a husband does. Hofer means to violate. He could violate the neder, i.e. there is no neder. Shaloy al pichokom doesn't need hatorah, the neder is not chal. Why? Why not? Reuven made it tonight that if Shimon is not nena from him now by taking a matonah, then he's asking Shimon, but no, why is Shimon allowed to be nena from him? Because v'yayim aloy, klum amartu al pnei kvoidi, zeu kvoidi. So what you really want, you want me to take a matana. So all you wanted was for me to be pressured to take a matana. Okay, that's kvaydi. So Mela, obviously there's no real rotzen over here of a neder. The Rav says a little bit differently. The zehu kvaydi, you want to make sure my family is supported. My shtoltz, my pride is, the Rav says, shafarnes bini mishali, that I'm financially independent. That's what I want to do. So Mela, the neder is not chav. Unless you give me, that's something else. I'm asking you up unless you give me kurecha shachit nushtechav shayin. Remei oimer osur ad sheyiten. Over there, he's not trying to be mechabed Yana, he's trying to get something from Yana. If Yana doesn't give, so he's asking him by no. So osur ad sheyiten. Chom oimer avzei yachalavus nidushal al pichokom. Why? V'yoyim aloi hare ani ki'ilu is kabalti. The umdana is that the reason why he was pressuring Yana, the kavana behind the neder was in order to gain certain financial, he wanted Yana to give him a matana. He's collecting to marry off a child. He says, if you don't give me a $10,000, I'm mad at Hanoff from you. What did he mean to do? What he meant to do was he meant to pressure Yana to give him. So now he could say, Kilu is kabalti, right now I don't need the money. A month later he wants to be Nana from him. He doesn't have a problem being Nana. Kilu is kabalti on the money. The whole thing was only for my kavana that I should get what I need. Now I don't need it. So Mela, clap it out, and that does not count. Oh, you misarvim by losses basachoisoi. He refused to marry his daughter's sister. The Gemara that says that it's alachat chil to marry a daughter's. A sister's daughter, not a daughter's sister. Sister's daughter and niece is mutim deraisa. The Gemara says even alachat chil. Family connection makes the marriage more compatible. V'amakoinim she nenes li la'olam. And he wanted to strengthen his decision not to marry his niece, and he asked her hano from him totally. Now a person can't ask his wife totally because he's mechuyev to. He'll have to give her a get. He'll have to be matan neder. But over here, he's not married to her. He doesn't owe her anything. So he wanted to be mechazik that she can't be neder from him. That she's never going to marry her. So Meli said it like that. You can have the converse also. V'chein amegarish es ishtoi. And he wants to strengthen his decision never to take her back. I'm asking my wife, but not for me forever. And again, he's divorcing her, so he's not mechuyev to her. So the neder stands as is. So the Mishnah says, on both of them, it doesn't mean hano, it doesn't mean buying something in a grocery store. He doesn't mind buying his niece lunch, that's not the issue. He doesn't mind buying his ex-wife lunch. The point is, and that stands. And he wants to pressure somebody to come eat by him. And he makes a neder, the one who was spurned, makes the neder, he asks his house, Tipas Tzoynin Sheni Toim Loch. I'm not going to have any even small hanah from you. Mutl Konis Lebeisoi. Velishtes Mimenu. He's allowed to take a drink. He's allowed to come in. Or he's allowed to take a drink of Tzoynin. Shalenis Gamzel Lashum Achilush Tia. He meant to eat a meal by Yenu. There was an hunger by the Kadmoinim not to eat a meal by Yenu. Pinchas Ben Yoyal, the Gemara says, Lo Ocham Yem Shalma Adaiti Lo Ocham Sudis Chavere. So he wanted to stick to that, but he didn't mean not to, if all of a sudden starts raining outside, not to be able to walk in, not to be able to take a cold drink. That he didn't mean. So all that is not Bechlal Ben Eder.